Henry and Steve back here exploring a journey with you on becoming a Christian leader.
Right, and we're going to start with these first three sessions are going to be about calling. And I guess the first call is God's call in your life to become a Christian.
Oh, so Christian leader is the Christian part of the leader.
Right. You have to be a Christian to be a Christian leader.
Okay, so let's talk about that first.
Okay, there are some pre-decision behind-the-scene things at work in becoming a Christian.
Ephesians 2, verse 4 and 5. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved.
Right. So sometimes there's a mix-up as to, you know, who saves or what has to happen. And a lot of people think that they, if they live a good life, then maybe God will save them. But this these couple of verses suggest that while we're dead in our transgressions,
right,
we can't even want to be alive when you're dead.
Right, right.
Something has to, you know, you need the paddles of life to get you going before you can even decide. And that's what grace is all about.
Yes. Ephesians 2, verse 9, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast.
So our access to the grace that God wants through what Jesus did on the cross is by faith. But
yes,
this verse suggests that even that
is
a gift that God gives you.
John 3:8, the wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit.
So we know that, you know, belief is a gift of God. God has to somehow make you alive. And all these mysterious things happen because of God's Spirit. And
right,
this verse here in John suggests that, well, we don't control the Holy Spirit,
yeah,
that God can have his Spirit do whatever God wants the Spirit to do.
Right. There's something so miraculous about the work of salvation. And as church planters and leaders for over 30 years, 40 years actually, we're coming right up to that, we've noticed that it is both God's work, but there's also something that we receive and we have actions as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, there's some, you know, because we were both raised in denominations that sort of emphasized what God did.
Yes.
And so then we're like, well, okay, I want this guy saved next to me, but God has to do it, and
right,
it's mysterious, and what can I do about it? But we'll remember we were in Romania when we
yeah,
read this passage in John, and we finally read it. It's like, okay, we don't control the wind.
Right.
But we do know where the windy places are, or
yeah,
where the wind typically blows. We
right,
can know where the wind typically blows without controlling
right,
the wind.
A lot of times the denominations sort of pick one of those
yeah,
things.
Yeah.
Like, I know I have a lot of Baptist friends, and they right away go, the wind is at the decision point.
Right.
But then I also know in our background, we had knowledge people.
Yeah.
And
the
then,
wind
but,
is
right,
in knowledge.
In knowledge, you know. And then we also had other friends who are more Pentecostal and believe it's when the Holy Spirit comes,
right,
that's where the wind is. And then, of course, our ancient churches really have a liturgy or
yeah, yeah,
practice or habit. So
right. And we thought,
which one is right?
And we thought, yeah, I mean, that's what denominations fight about, which
right,
one is right. We decided that all of them are right.
Yep, they
because
all have an element.
Because we all are taking a piece of something called a
relationship.
And that's what it is. And the relationship is made up of all of those things.
So really, it's about the windy path.
Windy path. So it is
a
good wind.
The Baptists are right.
Yes. That God's Spirit tends to blow when a person makes a decision.
That's right.
And we see this with Paul and Silas. They were in prison, and all of a sudden the
yeah,
prison doors open, and the jailer thought he was a goner. And he said, and he brought Paul and Silas out of the jail, and then, sirs, what must I do to be saved?
Mm-hmm. And Acts 16, verse 30 and 31, He then brought them out and asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?"
They replied,
"Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household."
Right. So that is, you know, make a decision.
Mm-hmm. Acts 2:37-38. Then the people heard this.
So this was Peter's at Pentecost, his big sermon.
Okay? Yes, and that's where the Joel sons and daughters prophesy. So leaders are going to be raised up. He preaches this whole sermon, and then he says, "Then the people heard this; they were cut to the heart, and said to Peter and the other apostles, 'Brothers, what must I do to be saved?'" Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins."
So there's this decision that you make, but part of that decision, I just accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior, what does that mean? Well, that means repentance.
Right.
Repentance answers the question, why does one need a Savior?
Psalm 32:3-5. "When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groanings all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy on me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of summer. Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, 'I will confess my transgressions to the Lord,' and you forgave the guilt of my sin."
Okay, so part of, again, we want to try to help you with this whole process. And so we have, we have a repentance worksheet. Okay, so that you can just download it. You can make one copy for yourself. You can make a copy for every family member. Friends come over, you know, make it a party, a repentance party. Right. Or someone you want to lead to Christ.
Right.
A lot of people will just make they'll pray the sinner's prayer, and then they wonder why they're bogged down with all their addictions and problems, emotional things.
Right.
And sins that, and their burdens.
Right, their burdens.
Part of it is they've never acknowledged them. They've never thought about them. They've never handed them.
Right.
So you could fill this out.
You know, one of the things I like about AA, I'm just going to have a little break in here. I love, and I've seen the power of, that making amends.
Yeah.
That actually realizing.
Yeah, step five, I think, is admitting to someone else transgressions
powerful stuff to think about. And that's been in the Bible about coming to be a Christian.
Right. And it's acknowledging your sin, that your sins don't sap you as in the heat of summer.
Right.
And so the more things you can put down on a piece of paper and hand it to Jesus, the more things he can save you
from. We have found as leaders over the last 40 years is that this is an important step.
Right.
And if you have not done this step, it will change your life.
Yeah, you could be a Christian for 30 years and still never have really repented.
And you still have the burdens
weighing down. Okay, so the Wendy path, the decision, the knowledge. Okay, knowledge. That's our denomination. But they were right too.
Yeah. As 2 Timothy 3:14-17. "But as for you, continue in what you have learned."
And have become convinced
of. I love that. Become convinced of. "Because you know those from whom you've learned
so
it."
So this is Paul talking to Timothy, who was sort of his young lieutenant.
Yep.
And Timothy had grown up in a home, a Jewish home.
Yep.
And so Paul's reminding him of these things.
"And how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures." That's our background.
Right. "Which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Jesus." So in other words, the knowledge of Scriptures is helpful in terms of your faith and your salvation.
I noticed that many people who come to Jesus later and make a decision often had many seeds of knowledge planted in their childhood, or all of a sudden they read the whole Bible, but they really didn't commit their lives to Jesus Christ, but they knew the knowledge that made them wise to salvation, even if they did not actually decide.
Right. It's hard to make a decision without knowing something about what you're deciding for.
"And then all Scripture is God-breathed and useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
So our denomination emphasized knowledge, Bible knowledge, but also right. church history knowledge, right. theology knowledge.
Yeah.
And we have courses that will help you know all the different, the ins and outs, the ups and downs of Christianity.
Now, to be really clear about this, our denomination of background is not the Christian Leaders Alliance,
no.
where this new denomination
yes.
that is
yes.
for everybody
yes.
is not the denomination we're
no.
part of.
No, well, like we said, we love the Baptists, you
we
know, because decision is a windy place.
We like it all in our Christian yes. Leaders Alliance. We love decision, we love knowledge. But we love also
number three, the experience of
the Holy Spirit.
So our Pentecostal brothers and sisters who, you know, the Holy Spirit is what it's about, and the
right.
church services,
we like that a lot.
And you know, we agree with that too, because
right.
that with the windy place is where the Holy Spirit works.
Yes. Right. This
and
is that Acts 2 back
yeah.
to the Pentecost. Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit."
And Thessalonians 5:19, do not quench the Holy Spirit. And, you know, our Pentecostal brothers and sisters are probably really good at reminding us that sometimes
yes.
with our knowledge and just our decision, we then put down the Holy Spirit because... You know, the Holy Spirit, again, is the wind blowing and,
right.
you know, the gifts of the Spirit and the
yes.
fruit of the Spirit. And you'll learn about all those things.
Here at Christian Leaders Institute and Alliance and College.
Okay. Finally, number four, the windy path is the walk, the habits of
right.
relationship. Now, you and I have known each other for 30 years. And I remember that first time we met, we did a lot of talking and listening. But if we had never talked or listened again the rest of these last 30 years, we wouldn't have much of a relationship.
I would have actually befriended you on Facebook.
Maybe. That would, might have been interesting if we had missed that conference.
Yes.
Where might we have met? Maybe on Facebook.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But your point is the repeatedly.
Yes.
And back in the early days, you were in Canada and
yeah.
I was in British Columbia, and there was actually...
I was in Canada, you were in Chicago.
Oh, yeah. It's, my memory fails me.
Yeah.
I'm in Chicago,
yeah.
he's in British Columbia. Sorry. But then there was the long-distance phone calls,
yeah.
and we did. We saw the spark, the Holy Spirit.
Right.
The experience.
Yes.
We sensed
right.
the Holy Spirit had us for a purpose together, and he was in our
And we learned about it. I visited your church, you visited
yeah.
my church, I visited your home, you visited
yeah.
my home, you met my
our
parents,
family.
I met your parents.
Yeah.
So our knowledge
actually family went on, families went on some camping trips.
Yes.
You know?
So all of that was part of...
Repeatedly.
Repeatedly.
Hmm.
And
that's really
so if you want a relationship with God, we call that talking piece
that's
prayer.
Right.
And we call the listening piece Bible.
Bible.
Studying the Bible, reading
yep.
the Bible, meditating on the Bible. And we call the habit of repeatedly doing prayer and Bible, we call that devotion.
You know, in some ways, this is where the ancient churches connect with us. The ancient churches have the liturgy.
Yes.
Where, and really, the liturgy is a lot of talking, listening, repeatedly,
yeah, right.
and that can be over and over and over again.
Right.
But then, of course, some of the other denominations feel like, no, we want more of the emphasis on the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Other denominations
yeah.
on decision, and then other denominations
the
on
knowledge.
Not just the liturgy, but on the knowledge, the depth of learning
right.
Scripture.
Right.
So this piece is also important.
Yes, because without it. You know, we wouldn't have had a relationship without this habit. We had a habit.
Right.
We had something that made us call, talk, because we were, you know, eventually we started ministries together and,
right.
you know, and those things just forced us to do more talking and listening. And so we need habits. Some people will call this sometimes religion, and people
right.
will sometimes say, I want a relationship, but I don't care about religion.
Right, right.
But religion is the glass that
right.
That water can
right.
be held into. And just like your house is the glass that your marriage can
right.
exist. If you didn't live in the same house, you never saw your spouse, what kind of
right.
relationship would you
right.
have?
That's right.
So this whole windy path, all of these things are important.
Mm-hmm.
And so in a way, And I would say that our students reflect right. all these different traditions.
Yes.
We have Baptists, we have Pentecostals, we have Catholics,
we have
Lutherans.
Tens of thousands of various traditions, but they're all about relationships. And that's really what, I mean, think of our marriages. We met our wives 38 years for you. What are you on? 40?
40-something.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh. The winter of 78.
Yeah, a long, 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 long time ago. 43 years has of this. Now, think about that. When you meet someone, there's the relationship of knowledge. You're
a little bit. Enough to say, I want to marry.
I do.
That's you make a commitment, right. The decision.
And there must be the experience that spark.
Yes.
And, but then there's the going home to the same wife for 43 years. Right. That's, in a sense, a habit.
Yes.
And all of that is part of a relationship. Now, it is true that somebody can be in some ritual habit
right.
and not
right.
give their heart and right. not experience.
Yes. Each one of these can be thwarted. You can right. learn a lot about God. Well, the devil knows a lot about God, but he doesn't believe.
Right.
You can have experience, but people can be fooled by all kinds of experiences.
Yeah.
People make decisions and then break their commitments all the time.
Right.
So, yes, of course, sin can mess any one of these up. But we feel like if the combination of all of them together, working together,
powerful.
Again, it's a windy place. We don't control.
No. Well, that's actually John 3, where you were talking earlier about Nicodemus, and then Jesus said the wind blows.
Yeah.
But John 3,
and
John 3, verse 16, is for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. Now, that's the plan of salvation, the work of Jesus Christ. Sure. He died on the cross.
Sure.
He took his sins upon himself. He rose again from the dead, victorious. Right. He ascended on high. He gave the Holy Spirit. This is the gospel. All of that. So God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes, okay, now that's faith, that's trust, that's relationship. Whoever has a relationship with
right.
and believes will not perish, but have everlasting life.
Not only in eternity, but life now.
Now, right now. And that's the seed of a Christian leader.
Right. So we have actually a Walk with God worksheet.
Okay.
Again, you can download that, print it off, print as many copies as you would like. And what it does, maybe you're not a Christian and you maybe need to make a decision.
Actually, many people have come to Christian leaders through the Wedding Officiant program, and they grew up maybe in some church and they felt like a ritual to them, or they made a decision but it didn't amount to anything, or they went for a while to a church and then they left.
Yeah.
And then a daughter, a niece, a son, a cousin, a friend asked them to do a wedding, and they just didn't want to get immediate ordination, a piece of paper. They actually wanted to do well at doing a Christian wedding. Do it right. So they came here, and maybe that's you right now, and you're wondering about this. Well, many have then found out what a relationship is like, and this has infused a new life in a walk with God.
Or maybe you've been a Christian and been going to church for the last 30 years, but you really don't have a walk with God.
Right.
You made a decision, but you didn't incorporate the talking and listening repeatedly.
Right.
And so the knowledge hasn't grown. The experience hasn't really been there. And so maybe this is what you're going to do. You're going to start. So this worksheet is going to help you identify what's going on. You know, to get a walk with God, you have to figure out, okay, what am I going to do? What's it going to be? And we're going to actually show you some of those things that will help you succeed. It's, you know, it's simple. It's easy. You can do it. Your family members can do it. You can help other people do
it.
It's not a complicated
thing.
It'll
change your life.
Yeah.
And we're going to close this out. Steve, could I lead a prayer?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe this prayer is you. If this is you, just follow along. Lord God, each of us here want the wind. We want to sense your presence. We want to walk with you and live with you. That's why we're here.
Right.
And Lord, we confess that we have fallen short, mm-hmm. that we do need you as our Savior. And we confess our sins before you. We've remained quiet maybe for too long, and we ask that you will take our transgressions and bury them at the cross of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
We ask that you will fill us with your Holy mm-hmm. Spirit. We ask that you will make us alive mm. through your grace. And Lord, some of us here who are praying this are going to ask that you save them now, that you make them born again. They believe, and they are saying this prayer because they are here with humble hearts, and they know your voice, and they hear your voice.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, if that is someone here and they are praying, we pray and we celebrate mm-hmm. that you save, and you will save them. And then, Lord, the next step, to become a Christian leader, to learn more knowledge, to take that knowledge to the next step. Oh, Lord, fill us now all with your Holy Spirit, that your work